Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. God bless you, and we hope that you're having a great time out there today, and we're just excited about what's going to happen here tonight. All right. So I love it here. So just life is good, and we trust that you're having a great new year, and we're just excited about what's happening. But welcome again to the Encouraging Word Global Network, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Had to get my claps on there. Hey, we're not going to be with you long. This is Kevin Vaughn on the live network, ladies and gentlemen. We are having a great time. This is a global network, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for the global network. Matter of fact, we better stop for the pause here, and give God some praise here right now. This is a God's network, ladies and gentlemen, so y'all better praise him. Thank God for you. Hey, God bless you. Hey, some people say, what is the Encouraging Word Global Network? Well, it's all about really encouraging you to stay in the Word of God, first of all, and to encourage you to live your life to the fullest, right? So we're here to lift you up to the Lord, to share with you the power of the living Word and encouraging words about our Lord and Savior and our King in the name of Yeshua God, ladies and gentlemen. And we just pray that precious Holy Spirit touch you tonight, teach you, help you, whatever you got to do to help you tonight. We're going to be praying and fasting for your life, for you and your family today. So we thank God for you, for all those listening via the internet, via live right now. We thank everybody listening all across the globe. Thank you for joining us on Encouraging Word Global Network. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hey, guys, also, too, we're going to give you some quick updates, and we're just excited about what God's doing in your life. Our topic tonight is the habits of happy people. The habits of happy people. I know most of you on the line are very happy and have the joy of the Lord inside you even right now. So we thank God for that. The joy of the Lord may always be your strength, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, real quick announcement. Hey, the number, if you're out there, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. I would like for you to LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, put it out there. Our network is growing each and every day because of you listening and on rebroadcast or live. Everybody's pretty busy, so we get a lot of people listening on a rebroadcast. So we thank you so much for that. And for those of you listening later on, and know that we are praying and fasting for you in the name of Yeshua God, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for you. So that number is 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559. And as you may know, ladies and gentlemen, people are moving. We're in the state of Georgia, so people are moving into the state of Georgia, into the metro Atlanta area. And I want to encourage everybody, because one thing we're going to talk about today is not forsaking the assemblies of yourself. And we want to encourage all those who do not have a church home. We'd like for you to visit along with Bishop and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They are the overseers of the network here, ladies and gentlemen. They are the senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. And for those who are new to the area, you can also give me a call. But the church, we meet on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And the church address is 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. The church address for the Kingdom Life Worship Center under the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. And for those who love to give donations to the church, of course, and also your tithes and offerings unto God, we also have a Cash App for those out there as well, and also PayPal. I love PayPal. But Cash App is good as well. Cash App, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are interested in that area, you can do a Cash App at 850-525-6258 is the Cash App number. I believe that's still the same number there. That's the Cash App. And of course, you can call me later on about that at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233 to clarify that, but I believe that's correct. Also, too, for those who love and like and use PayPal, you can go to JC Prayer Conference. That's JC Prayer C jcconf at aol.com. And that's the JC Prayer, CONF at aol.com. That is the way you can do your donations and tithes and offerings. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia, under the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. And we're excited about them because they are some great teachers and they know the word, ladies and gentlemen. They know the word. God bless you. Amen. Hey, for more information about Kingdom Life, guys, give me a call, 404-410-2233. Hey, we're going to go into a word of prayer, then we'll go right into the topic. We're not going to hold you too long tonight. And we just love to hear from Bishop and Doc. If they have time tonight, they'll be on with us as well. And we always like to hear a word from them and the wisdom of the word on the topic tonight. The goal is just to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen. So once again, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Radio Network. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for this time of giving, Father God, this time of reflecting on your word. Father God, we know all good things come from you, O Lord. So we thank you in advance. We thank you for all those listening, Father God. We thank you for those who will be listening later, and only you know their needs, Father God. We pray that their needs be met, Father God, according to your word. We also pray that this precious Holy Spirit move across the land, Father God, not only here in the United States, Father God, but across the entire planet. We pray for the saints, Father God, around the globe. We pray for the unsaved, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for those who are incarcerated, in the name of Jesus, Father God, not only in the United States, but around the world, Father God. We pray for the new saints, Father God, the new people who just accepted you as their Lord and Savior. So we pray for the new Christians, Father God, that just came to you even as I speak, Father God, right now, that we don't know, but you know, Father God. Father God, we pray for those who are seeking you, that they find you, Father God, those who are looking for truth, happiness, peace, Father God, love and long-suffering, Father, looking for you, O Lord. So we pray for that to happen, Father God, for them right now, no matter who it is on the planet. Father God, we pray that they find you tonight if they're looking for you, Father God. We also ask you free the drug dealer, Father God, free the drug addiction that plague people, Father God, free people's minds, Father God, from the madness in their minds right now, or the confusion in their mind and the distractions in their mind, Father God. We ask you to free those, Father God, and set the captives free in Jesus' name, Father God. So we pray for those who are having struggles, Father God, in their minds, having struggles in their bodies, those who are in the hospitals, Father God, in the nursing homes, or they're in adult living homes, Father God, or taking care of the seniors, Father God. So we pray for all those situations and all those locations right now that you touch them, Father God, in a mighty, mighty way, Father. We pray for our sons and daughters, granddaughters, Father God. Pray for our marriages. Pray for our wives and husbands and bishops and ministers and teachers, Father God. All the fivefold ministry apostles, Father God. We pray for the evangelist, Father God, tonight that teaches and preaches the word of God. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for what you do for us tonight, Father God. We thank you for who you are. And Father God, we thank you for precious Holy Spirit. We pray, thank you for God the Father and God the Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for that. Hey, our topic tonight, habits of happy people. Habits of happy people. Now, you know we can't be happy all the time, right? At least not outside. So it's a lot going on right out there. So we're not saying people got to run around with smiles and stuff all the time. We understand that. But we want to make sure you stay happy and peaceful inside of your heart, inside your soul, right? Inside your spirit. But also, too, you know, the world has this way of telling people, or at least teaching people how to be happy. But they all always leave out some things. I mean, mainly it's the word of God, right? They normally leave something out that the word of God talks about. So I like to lead with the word of God first. And then we're going to talk about some habits of happy people as well. And some of these you recognize, and some of these you may love and like, and some you may not, but we just want to share a few things with you. I know a few of these I do try to do on a regular basis. But let's go to the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. This is the encouraging word. We always want to start off with the word because that's where all the happiness, all the joy comes from. I want to just encourage everybody to make sure as we pursue our joy, pursue our happiness, that we think about what Hebrews 10 and 25 says, not forsaking. Now, this is for everybody on the planet. This is mainly for the believers, of course, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, right? But exhorting one another. That's what we want to do, exhort one another together in so much the more as ye see the day approaching. And Bishop and Doc, when Dr. Crenshaw have been teaching about the day approaching, all you got to do is turn on the television right now, and you'll see the day is not only approaching, it's also here. So that's another reason why we got to stay together. We got to encourage each other in the name of Jesus. That's Hebrews 10 and 25. Another area before we get into the habits to start us off in 2019, the habits of happy people, is that we also want to talk about verses that build each other up, right? 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11 says, therefore, comfort yourselves together, right? And edify one another, even as also ye do. Now, you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, most of you do, there's a lot of people hurting out there. A lot of people hurting. And some of them just want conversation. Some just want somebody to listen to them. Somebody just wants to take out for a cup of coffee or hot chocolate or dinner or breakfast, whatever. You know, people are just, you know, we're all social. We're social people. So there's a right way to engage ourselves with people and to encourage each other and break bread together with people. That's all very important. And that's part, I believe, what 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11 says. Hebrews 10 and 24 and 25 says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love, right? And to do good works. I love that part as well. 1 Corinthians 14 and 26 says, how is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you hath a psalm, is a song in your heart, right? Hath a doctrine, right? Hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. Isn't that powerful right there? So the goal is to edify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, and to edify each other. And the way we do that is through his word and not the world's word. Ephesians 4 and 29, as we talk about for those who are just joining us around the globe there, Encouraging Word Global Radio. Thank you so much for joining. Our topic tonight is habits of happy people. And so Ephesians 4 and 29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Boy, I tell you, that's a good one right there. So you want to encourage people, ladies and gentlemen. Just, you only have a few minutes sometime when you see a stranger or individual. So the goal is just to encourage people, you know, just say something real nice to them. And sometimes you don't have to say too much. Just encourage them today. How's your day going? You know, I hope you have a great day. I hope you're having a great day, whatever you want to do there. So the goal is to, again, encourage each other. Romans 14 and 19 says, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, right? And the things wherewith one may edify another. Wow, that's powerful right there. Seems like a lot of people out there are not making too much peace, right? Trying to disrupt things, trying to provoke things. And we're not going to have it, right? We're not going to have it, those in the body of Christ. So there's a way to handle disagreements, if you will, with people, and there's a way to handle things properly in the Lord. So we thank God for that. Hebrews 10 and 25 says, not forsaking the assemblies of yourselves together, as I mentioned earlier, as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Wow, that is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Vaughn with you tonight, just for a few minutes, Encouraging Word Global Network. The goal is just to keep you focused, keep you encouraged. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot going on in people's lives, a lot going on in the world, a lot going on with people's jobs. You know, we got the government, partial government shutdown. So much going on there. And it's amazing that the leadership at the government level doesn't understand the repercussions and the impact that they have on their decision making. And so we pray for families right now, and we pray for the situation at hand. And we just pray that families, you know, keep it together. We pray that people keep their anger down, keep their stress levels down as much as possible until things get back to where they need to be. But we just pray against that situation in the name of Jesus. But let's talk real quickly, ladies and gentlemen, about the habits to start. And some of these we're already doing, right? But these are habits that happy people have. And I'm going to go through these real quickly because we love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop before we hang up tonight. Hey, real quickly, listen more. This is one of them. This is real quick. Listen more. We want to listen more and talk less. So that means hanging around the right people, right? Listen to them in the wisdom, listen to them in the word, and the instructions that will help you move forward. The next one is limit social media time. Boy, that's a good one for me right there. Limit social media time, right? Now, I build up the business network on social media, so I'm on there pretty much every day for business purposes, so not too much for social time, but we do use that occasionally, you know, throughout the week. But limit our social media time, right, specifically just for social stuff. Now, if you have a business, we understand that. Also, too, now, we should walk more, right? We should walk more in 2019. Get your walk on, ladies and gentlemen, so you can do a little exercising. As you can probably tell around the state now, specifically around the city area, they're putting in more sidewalks so we can people can walk back and forth and ride their bikes and things like that. This is a good one. Smile at people you don't know and strangers, right? Now, use a little wisdom there because people can't handle some smiles sometimes, right? So you got to use a little wisdom, right? So smile at people you don't know and strangers, right? And if they don't smile back, that's okay. Cherish time with family and friends. Oh, yeah, that's a good one right there, buddy. Yeah, so if you have a serious, beautiful family, you want to cherish time with the family and friends. Spend more time with just your spouse or your partner, right? Spend more time with just your spouse or partner. That means having date nights and, you know, doing things together that will strengthen your relationship. Be present, right? Be present. That means basically be available to your family members. Sit and think without distractions. That's a good one right there, right? One thing I got to do better, guys, is start reading more books, right? I got a bunch of books I ain't read yet. Got to start reading some of them books. So sit and think without distractions, but you may want to pick up a book without distractions, you know, go to the park or something, read a book and get that out of the way, you know, whatever it takes. But don't be distracted, right? Focus on what you have, not what you don't have. Wow, that's a good one. So the goal there, right, is to thank God for everything that we have and not complain about what we don't have. That's a good one for me. Love your friends, but also love your enemies, right? That's the word of God right there. Share your special gifts with the world. It's rude not to, right? So it's so much talent, right? Specifically in the body of Christ and the people that we know and the people that you know, they have a wonderful gift. So bring that out, right? Bring those gifts out. Once you recognize what they can do, whatever that is, it could be, you know, anything. It could be engineering, could be nursing, could be a doctor, could be, you know, psychologist, whatever you do, let them bring it out and edify them in that area. Be kind, right? Be kind to people, ladies and gentlemen. Not always easy to do, but you got to work on it, right? We all got to work on that one for 2019 to be kind to everybody. And sometimes you may have to walk away. People don't want to be kind back. That's okay. No problem. I got to go. Yeah, keep it moving. As Dr. Crenshaw would say, keep it moving. Hey, another one. Don't take life too seriously. That's another one that Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop taught us too as well. Everything's not that serious, right? Sometimes. So you got to discern that real quickly. So don't take life too seriously. Things are going to happen. The next one is pretty cool. Laugh at yourself, right? I am not perfect. So I can laugh at myself periodically saying, hey, man, you just did a big, made a big mistake there, but you should have known better. So you can have some fun with yourself and without damaging your self-esteem, right? Same time. So edify yourself, but no, don't let your self-esteem get damaged, right? It should always be going up, not down. Hey, how about this? Quit falling asleep on the couch. Wow, that's a good one for 2019, guys. Encouraging you to get off the couch. If nothing else, I want you to build it. If you want to build a couch, that's good, but don't stay on the couch too much, right? That means get out, do something. Get your vision board, get your goals set, and then start executing your goals for 2019. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are listening around the globe, thank you so much. It's Kevin Vaughn on the Encouraging Word Global Network. We're with you for a few minutes. I'm going to go through these very quickly. The next one is be patient with your children, right? Communicate your feelings. People can't read your mind, right? You got to talk to people. That's what this network's all about, is talking and sharing and sharing people with the right people. So people can't read your mind, so let people know, but be kind in the process, right? Work out, at least it says here, you can work out whenever you want, but work out 3 times a week for 30 to 40 minutes, right? Do something, exercise. You can exercise anywhere, really, pretty much. So you can run up and down your stairs if you got to do that, whatever it takes, right? Break a little sweat and enjoy yourself there. Challenge yourself, right, to try that thing. So if you got to do something different, just do something different. Maybe have to go home a little different way, or maybe try some new foods or whatever, you know, or maybe do some cooking, whatever. Challenge yourself to try something different. Also, to be more unselfish this year. This is for all of us, right? Around the globe, be unselfish and be concerned about others, right? And the last one, ladies and gentlemen, for habits of happy people. Stay in touch with friends. Call them more often. And that's what I'm doing, guys. I got to start calling people more instead of texting. Now, it's the time to text. There's also a time to call people and really see how they're doing. You know, for example, people got birthdays and stuff and, you know, key events. You want to not just text them and say happy birthday, but also call them. You can text them too, but call them, you know. So that's what you do. And if you got to leave a message, that's okay too. So whatever it takes, you can do that as well. Hey, guys, we've been talking about habits of happy people, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just excited about you this year. We thank God for another whole year. And we're going to keep it moving, guys. Keep it moving. Thank you so much. Hey, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we always love to hear from leadership. We always love to hear from our pastors, ladies and gentlemen. And at this time, we're going to open up the line for Dr. Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Thank you so much for that empowering, encouraging word, particularly at the time that we're living in and all of the things that's going on with people out there that's in such unfortunate situations, but we can lift our hands and just begin to thank God how he's kept us and how he's blessed us. And most of all, pray for those individuals that have been affected by the shutdown, as you said before. But I really want to point out a couple of things that you said, and I want to reference it by simply saying how important it is. The scripture tells us that we need to think ourselves happy. Praise God. We know that was a character in the Bible that says, I'm going to think myself happy. It starts in the mind. It starts in the mind. And that's why we should not allow anything to disturb our mind, which is our soulish realm. And that's not always easy. It's somewhat difficult, but sometimes we just got to think ourselves happy. The scripture tells us in the book of Philippians to think on those things which are lovely, those things which are pure, and those things which are an honest report. And many times we can listen at the news. I've been so led here past few days, don't even turn the television on to listen at some of that stuff. I think one of the key things that you pointed out, Elder Kevin, was turn off the social media. And not only social media, turning it down, but some of the things that come across the airways on the television can be so disturbing in our spirits. Even though we know it's important for us to stay in touch and up to date on some of the things that are going on, but I encourage those that are listening, praise the Lord, to bring some balance to that, because many times when the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to us and talk to us, there's so much going on in the atmosphere around us till it's hard for us to listen. And what I mean by listening, which is one of the other points that you brought out, is just not listening to all of the things that's happening on social media, all of the things that's happening in the news, but listening to the voice of God. And the only way we can listen to the voice of God is get in a quiet place and spend some time with him. The scripture tells us how to meditate on him. Praise the Lord. Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. For the Bible tells us that those who are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. We can't be led by him if we don't listen to him or pay attention to him. I think listening is so imperative. It was certainly one of the root ingredients, praise God, to being happy, because sometimes we can hear things out of context that never was meant to be, never was said, never was even intending. So I encourage those that are listening tonight is listen with an intent to understand. The Bible said, out of all of thy getting, get a good understanding. So listening with an intent to understand will help us to maintain an inner peace, because sometimes there's so much going on around us and so much being said around us and so much chaos around us, and sometimes things are just happening. We're listening, but we're not listening to understand. Out of all of thy getting, get an understanding. And finally, the scripture tells us in the book of Hebrews, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. So if you really, really, really want to be happy, rest in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has left us a place of rest. And the scripture tells us to be careful that we don't come short of entering into that rest. We could be so close to being at peace with ourselves, even when there's a lot of chaos and things that are going on around us, we could be right at the place of entering into a peaceful place, and we allow ourselves, praise God, to jump back into a vein that causes us to be frustrated and depressed and oppressed. But we have to stand firm in the Lord and know that the scripture said, my peace I leave with you, and my peace I give to you. And this is the wonderful part. It's not a peace that the world gives, but it's a peace that comes from the Lord. Because when everything else is going crazy, I can have an inner peace. You know why? You know where that inner peace comes from? Is when you know in your spirit that Jesus is happy with you. I'm going to say that again. And those that are listening tonight, do you know if Jesus is pleased or happy with you? It's time to know that. It's time to know that, because that happiness is reciprocal. That means, praise the Lord, Jesus is happy with you. There is going to rest upon you an inner peace. If all hell is breaking loose around you, you're going to have inner peace because you know that the Lord is pleased with your life. But first and foremost, enter into his rest. Don't get to a place and come short of it and you get ready to enter right into it because of all the chaos that is around you. Because that's the enemy's job. He's cunning. He uses trickery to keep us from having that inner peace that the Lord has left us and told us that there remaineth a rest for the people of God. So be encouraged tonight. Know that the Lord, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But he be with you always, even to the end of the world. So, Father, I thank you. And I praise you so very much, Father, for those that are listening. For every hearer of this word tonight, I pray for divine, peaceful rest. Even as they lay on their beds tonight, allow the Holy Spirit and the angels of the Most High God minister to their innermost needs and to their emotions. Father, we know that's where the enemy comes to attack, is the soulish realm and in the emotions. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak peace to the mind. Wholeness to our spirit. Just as Paul said, I pray, God, that our whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. We thank you for it now, that everyone that's listening to this broadcast, they will have sweet sleep in the name of Jesus. Their dream shall be sweet. And, Father, they'll lay before you in the quietness of the moments, of the low places, but in that quietness, you're going to speak, and we're going to listen, and we're going to listen to understand what the perfect will of the Lord is for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastor, along with her wonderful husband, Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. They're senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, Fayetteville, Georgia, 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia. Services are on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And give me a call if you need to for more details about the ministry at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. What a powerful, powerful word, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for that wisdom. Thank you so much for the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Encouraging Words Global Network. We hope something said tonight just pushes you to the next level, pushes you closer to the Lord, and gives you a chance to dive into the Word even more and more, ladies and gentlemen. Seek God for yourself. Seek the Word for yourself and do what you got to do. And one thing I love about it, you want to also protect your joy and protect your peace in the name of Jesus. Hey, guys, I'm going to get out of here. We got to roll here. We got things to do, places to go. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, we've been talking about the habits of happy people. I'll be glad to share that information with you if you'd like to. So hit me up at 404-410-233, 404-410-233. If you'd like to have that information, I'll be glad to share that with you. Hey, you guys take care, and we leave you with this. Always, always, always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Kevin Vaughn signing off. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Thank you for your time, guys. Bye-bye.